Well, Dean, you were looking for them to come back with intensity against Bedford, and I would imagine, looking by the score, they pretty much did that.
Yeah, I thought I was really pleased. I know the game had a reasonably high error count, but I think that needs context. I thought the ball was difficult, and I thought Bedford were pretty good. I thought they caused a lot of problems around ruck, a lot of challenge around that first, second defender. It took us a while to sort of tidy that up. It sort of made things a bit scrappy, but I thought there was glimpses of really smart, sharp play. And, you know, we created probably four or five other opportunities that didn't... we didn't convert or weren't allowed to be converted. So, you know, the score could have been significantly bigger against a tougher opponent. So, really, really pleased that the level they've come back and the challenge we've set ourselves just to keep coming in when we take these sort of... change in emphasis and change in size, that the other group comes back at a higher level and doesn't lull. So it's the only way we'll keep moving across the season and getting better.
And the try count, for all the fact you say, you know, there were a few chances did go begging, you still got over the whitewash pretty regularly.
Hmm. And I thought, sort of, you know, those, you know, converting opportunities is key, is, you know, because, you know, when you get to bigger games that they get less, so therefore your conversion rate needs to be smarter. So we're pleased. First time we've seen Lammy back playing, second time we've seen Millsy, but in that context I'm delighted with Stelling's progress. And suddenly Big Z, Sam Smith come in on the back of, you know, of that sort of working, look really sharp, and you know they're growing in confidence, and we've got Pens to come back in the next few weeks, so with Creevy, so there's another wave of people to come into that and add to the mix.
How do you think Ryan Lamb did? Obviously been out for a long time.
He just looked sharp, didn't he? Looked sharp of thought. He's a different player than Kengu, so you know he offers a little bit more sort of threat around his pass and his thought processes, but you know, Kengu's been really solid and good field position. And, you know, there's times on the weekend we struggle for field position. So there's challenges out there for both tens to try and expand their game to areas which they're not necessarily as used to. So I'm just pleased he's back, pleased he's sharp, looking for a different option in terms of when we want to play differently. And you know, his goal kicking was, I think, 100%. So, you know, that's an area... we couldn't hit barn door last year, so it's a significant improvement.
And he came through, there's no twinges after that, he was fine at the end of it?
Hmm. You know, it was stiff because it's his first game, but, you know, we didn't leave him out there long, and, you know, same with Millsy, we've got him on quite a tight timeline, mm-hmm. so that we're managing him in the right way. And I thought as well, when he's mentioned, Andy Simmons came in and had a storming 15 minutes, so... you just see what competition is driving, and it's driving people to come in and make a mark. I thought Andy was excellent for this 15-minute spell, and we'll see more of him over the next few weeks.